Hello, everyone. Welcome to Advance. We're glad you're here, and we hope you're excited about talking about a dream center. And this dream center is in Shanghai. We'll look forward to talking all about that in movies and animation, things that many people are interested in. I'm your teacher, Ruth, and here to enjoy our conversation are...
Simon.
Lois.
We're glad you're here. We're going to be talking about this animation complex in Shanghai and some of the details about it, where it's built, why it's built, and what you can plan to see there when it finally opens. If you haven't yet, please open your magazines to page 27. Now, Simon, when I say DreamWorks, what's the first thing you think of?
I think of cartoons and animation because, of course, DreamWorks is the producer of some of the more famous animated movies in recent memory. For example, big hits like Kung Fu Panda.
That's right, and How to Train Your Dragon. I'm sure many of our younger listeners will have seen those movies, and perhaps some of you as parents have taken your children to see them. And DreamWorks Animation... That's the key word there because they make animated films. They're bringing Broadway to Shanghai or Shanghai. And what do you think of when you think of Broadway, Lois?
Well, I love live theater, so I think of live theater. And I think of plays being put on live theater. And they're put on every evening, maybe a couple times in the weekend, in the afternoon. And... yeah, they're fantastic, and they're musicals often.
That's right, and Broadway, as we know, is located in New York City. That is the place, the theater district, where you can see all kinds of interesting plays and musicals. So now, DreamWorks Animation wants to bring that kind of atmosphere to Shanghai. So let's begin reading and find out more about this project.
DreamWorks Animation bringing Broadway to Shanghai. DreamWorks Animation chief Jeffrey Katzenberg's quest to build what he hopes will be China's answer to New York's Broadway has taken a big step forward. Construction workers have begun work on the foundation of a 13-level tower that will be the new headquarters of Oriental DreamWorks and linked to a large X-shaped IMAX cinema complex via a pathway envisioned as an extended red carpet. The waterfront development is scheduled to open in late 2017 on a choice parcel south of Shanghai's historic Bund District. The Oriental DreamWorks movie studio will have room for 500-plus animators, up from the company's current 250 employees, and will be at the physical heart of the complex.
So we're talking specifically about DreamWorks Animation. DreamWorks is the name of a large movie studio or production company that makes all kinds of films. They make live-action films as well as animated ones. But this particular division, DreamWorks Animation, are the ones who are planning this great project. And who is the chief of that?
Well, the chief here is Jeffrey Katzenberg.
And he has a quest, meaning a plan, an aim, an ambition, to build what he hopes will be China's answer to New York's Broadway. And as we explained earlier, this would be kind of like a theater district, a place where people could go and see live productions.
That's right. And as we go through the article, it will become more and more clear to our listeners that this place is really going to be what you might call a multi-use facility. So it's a big facility, and a lot of different things are happening in it at the same time. But they're all related to this central theme of entertainment and movies and shows.
Exactly. And as he's been making these plans, he's taken a big step forward. The construction on this has actually begun. Mm-hmm. And is it going to be a big project?
Yes, it's going to be a very large project. And as we know, it's actually only about 2 years away till it opens, because this is the end of, near the end of 2015. This big, huge project is supposed to open in late 2017. And we're supposed to see a 13-level tower that will be the new headquarters of Oriental DreamWorks. Wow. Now, that is large.
13-level tower, and that's the headquarters. That will be the building where the people from the DreamWorks division of animation will work. And it's going to be linked to a large X-shaped IMAX cinema. And I think probably our readers or listeners are familiar with what IMAX is. Do you go to IMAX movies very often, Simon?
I try to avoid them because they're more expensive, to be honest. But IMAX, of course, those are the theaters that have the really big screens. They tend to, in Taipei anyway, feature a lot of 3D movies that you can mm-hmm. see. They have special sound systems, and it's kind of like you're in the movie when you're watching in an IMAX theater.
I enjoy them. I try to make them like a special date night with my husband. Mm-hmm. Or we'll plan maybe when I'm back home with family in Toronto, we'll all get together and we'll decide, let's do an IMAX film tonight.
So it's a very popular format for people to go and see movies. And this is not just going to be one IMAX theater. This is a cinema complex, which means there are going to be many, many different things in this one area.
That's right. And, of course, this complex is going to be connected by what they envision as being an extended red carpet. Red carpet there is a reference to what movie stars do when they're going to the premieres or first showings of their movies.
That's right, because the red carpet, the important place where all these stars will be interviewed and will talk to different journalists and share hopefully interesting things, but not always.
Yeah, they walk down the red carpet and they're photographed, right?
Particularly the women, because they usually wear striking dresses.
That's
gowns,
right.
Gowns, actually.
Yes, there's always a lot of interest in what the stars are going to wear when they're on the red carpet. So this complex is going to be a pathway where they can expose the Chinese audiences to all of these different movies and events. And where is this going to be built, or where is the actual development taking place?
Well, it's actually in a very interesting part of Shanghai, the historic Bund District. And the Bund, of course, is the waterfront section along what used to be sort of the international settlement area of the city. And so it's got a whole lot of history. The old HSBC mm-hmm. bank building is there. There's all of these old historical buildings. And so it's interesting that they're putting this new sort of digital media complex right mm-hmm. in the middle of that area.
Right, the Bund. If anyone knows about Shanghai's history, they know that this is the very interesting and the core kind of part of the city along the Huangpu Jiang, the Huangpu River. Now, this particular location of the development is on a choice parcel of land south of the Bund District. So it's not right there in the middle of the historic part. It's south of it. And it's a choice parcel of land.
Right. And when we say a choice parcel land, usually means to to realtors or to people who want to purchase, it usually means very expensive because it has an ideal location. Oftentimes an ideal location will either be because it's easy to get to your place of business if you live in that area, or it might have an incredible view.
Yes, and we use this word parcel when we talk about real estate, meaning a piece of land. Often you think of a parcel as just a gift that you would receive in the mail, but this particular usage means specifically a piece of land. And Oriental DreamWorks Movie Studio, which is the one building this complex, is going to have room for 500-plus animators. That's a lot of people working on a cartoon.
That's a big increase because the company currently has 250 employees, and so it's a huge expansion for this company.
So polish up your CD resume, and mm-hmm. maybe you can get one of these jobs.
So by building this complex, then they're doubling the size of their staff. So they must see a big future in animation and animated products and films then for Asia. You notice they use the word Oriental, which traditionally means the east part of the world, the Oriental area. We would now more often say Asia.
Yeah, or we might say, I know this is done in the news, Oriental Asia, because mm-hmm. Asia is the largest continent. And so sometimes we have to make a distinction.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Oriental DreamWorks, they're going to double the size of their staff, and that's going to be the physical heart, meaning that the actual building is going to be the focus of this large complex. So let's read on and find out more about this project.
Situated on the grounds of a shuttered cement factory, the complex will have five major live performance venues with 8,500 seats in total, including a 3,000-seat facility housed in a dome, where cement was once mixed. In addition to hosting international touring productions of musicals and dramas, the Dream Center is envisioned as a magnet for pop, rock, and jazz concerts, sporting events such as mixed martial arts and motorbike racing, fashion shows and award ceremonies, and conferences, art fairs, and touring exhibitions. Planning is also underway for a Lego Discovery Center and an attraction tentatively called the Kung Fu Panda Experience. The complex is designed by New York architecture firm Cohn Peterson Fox Associates, which is behind the massive Hudson Yards redevelopment project on Manhattan's West Side. The IMAX Theater, meanwhile, will have 8 to 9 screens and presumably be the ideal venue to host premieres of productions from Oriental DreamWorks, though it won't be ready in time for the studio's first effort, Kung Fu Panda 3, scheduled for release in January.
All right, we know that this complex is being located on a choice parcel of land. And where exactly is it located or situated?
Well, they say situated where it's placed on the grounds of a shuttered cement factory. The complex will have five major live performance venues. And I can't believe the seats here, Ruth. 8,500 seats in total, including a 3,000-seat facility housed in a dome.
Well, I think we can go back and look at the fact that they're repurposing an old factory, an old area. And this is quite a popular thing to do now, is to take an old building and change it into something new. And they refer to this cement factory as being shuttered. That means it's closed. The doors are closed, the windows are closed, and it's no longer in business.
We might say boarded up.
Right. So if you hear about something being shuttered, that means it's been closed down. And they've taken this old cement factory and they've made this incredible complex. It's going to have five major performance venues.
Yeah, that's right. And this is connecting, of course, back to the first paragraph where we talked about this being China's answer to New York's Broadway. So live performance venues mean real people standing on a stage performing, sort of like when you go to the theater. And so that's a different thing from the IMAX theaters we were talking about before, where they're playing movies.
That's right. But this complex is going to have both of those things. They're going to have these live performance venues, and as Lois mentioned, with 8,500 seats in total, and then one huge theater under this dome, which is definitely part of the old factory because it says where cement was once mixed. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting to see how they've repurposed this factory to make it fit in with this new use. But this is a very popular trend now in architecture and redeveloping old sections of cities. We see that a lot here in Taiwan, too.
Yeah, that's right. We do. There are a lot of... there's a lot of famous examples in Taipei, but also in other cities in Taiwan.
Yeah, and in other cities in other than here in Taipei, they're actually a lot older, and they've repurposed them. And they often, many of the cities I've traveled to, are incredible looking. Plus, it tends to bring the crowds.
Yes, it does, because they want to see the history, and they want to see these old parts that have been redone. So this complex has got 8,500 seats for people to watch performances. They've got one 3,000-seat facility. I'm sure they would put some of the bigger draws or the bigger names in there. And they plan to host international touring productions That would be like Broadway musicals. Many of our listeners maybe have seen something like Phantom of the Opera or Les Miserables. Those are very important or popular Broadway mm-hmm. shows or London West
London,
End shows,
yes, London shows
that have
yeah.
been going around the world. There's touring companies. So some of these musicals and dramas then would be performed there. Mm-hmm. And what else do they also envision drawing?
Well, because it's a live performance venue, you can also imagine concerts being held there. They mentioned specifically here pop, rock, and jazz concerts, but also sporting events such as mixed martial arts and motorbike racing. Wow.
How would you have a motorbike race in a 3,000-seat auditorium? That would be interesting.
I guess the thing is it's a complex with lots of different facilities and options. And so.
Yes, and I'm wondering if some of it isn't domed. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if some of it is actually going to be in the outdoors. There will be seating, but it'll be in the outdoors. I was thinking when touring, international touring productions, I'm sure Cirque du Soleil will mm-hmm. make a performance, like have an appearance there for sure. For one thing, I know they're very popular with the Chinese. Mm-hmm. So, and motorbike racing, you know, I like watching it, but it's kind of a bit scary. So I really hope they have the room for it.
Well, I think they must. They would have to have some kind of track yeah. for that. And then I know that mixed martial arts, or sometimes we just call it MMA, is also becoming more and more popular all the time. Basically, it means taking techniques from several of the different martial arts disciplines and putting them together. It's like having a no-holds-barred fight, meaning anything goes almost.
Yeah. So from sports and music and theater, they're also going to have space for fashion shows and award ceremonies, as well as things like conferences, art fairs, and touring exhibitions.
Oh my goodness.
So that a touring exhibition might be a museum exhibit that's going around to different places. So it sounds like you can go there to see just about anything.
They must be able to move the seats.
Either that or there's so many different venues that they can put them in the different spots.
Exactly. Obviously, they are trying to appeal to everyone.
And I think the whole idea is they want to make it a draw for everyone. They want everyone that make that the place to come to see a musical or a show. And hopefully some of these pop stars or famous artists, singers and musicians will choose that as their venue to perform in Shanghai.
Right, right. And I also hope they have thought, I'm sure they have, about how they're going to move the crowds. That's also very important.
Yeah.
Because considering Shanghai itself is such a large city, I mean, you could get in a tremendous audience just from that one local area.
Well, it's important too, for them to keep the place full, because we mentioned that it is on a choice parcel of land. It's going to be very expensive to develop, and so they don't want it turning into, you know, one of those stadiums that has a concert a year and then sits empty, right? It's
yeah.
got to be very versatile.
That's right, and someone has got to have the important job of actually getting people to come in and perform in these different venues. The person who schedules all that's going to have a tremendous job. But also, they want to have something for kids, too.
Yeah, and they get into that in the next paragraph. They talk about planning for a Lego Discovery Center.
Oh, I'm going.
Actually, I went to one in Kansas City, and it was quite interesting. It's fun for kids because kids love Legos, and they can discover all kinds of things about it. It would be, again, a draw for families than with children. And they're also going to have another attraction.
Yeah, this makes it sound much more like an amusement park, actually. They say this attraction is tentatively, or for now, temporarily, mm-hmm. called the Kung Fu Panda Experience.
Again,
Whoa.
Something for kids to enjoy.
And connecting it to DreamWorks, of course, the name.
Of course, because DreamWorks is responsible for the Kung Fu Panda character.
Exactly.
And the name of this is tentative. As Simon said, that means it's not certain yet. This is just kind of like the name they're going to use until they decide for sure or think of something better.
Yeah.
And who designed the complex?
Okay, the complex is designed by New York architecture firm Conn Pedersen Fox Associates.
So they didn't choose a Chinese architect, they chose an American one, probably because he had an experience with another massive project, meaning very, very large.
That's right. They mention here that the firm was connected to the Hudson Yards redevelopment project on Manhattan's West Side, so in New York, a major industrial redevelopment.
And I think when you're planning something this large, you really do want to use someone who is experienced in planning this kind of immense or massive size project.
Right, and especially we've got to think about, like, it's just about on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take that into consideration. So because of this architectural firm doing this previously, it would have not been very far from the water in Manhattan's West Side either. So
that's true. So maybe that was another consideration or something that they took into account. All right, we've talked about the performance venues, the fact they can have all kinds of different exhibits and shows and musicals. Now, the IMAX theater is going to have 8 to 9 screens. Wow, because as Simon said earlier, an IMAX screen is huge. It's like being in the movie when you go and watch
yes.
it.
Yeah, and so this is, this last paragraph, they're sort of bringing us full circle back to the idea of DreamWorks and what DreamWorks really does, right? Makes
mm-hmm.
movies. And so they say here that they're going to have 8 to 9 screens, and presumably, which means we can assume, we can guess that this will be the ideal venue or the perfect place to host premieres of productions from Oriental DreamWorks.
All right, so this would be the place where you would see the movie first or see the show first. The premiere is the one where you would, where it's, no one has seen it before and it's the first performance. But it's not going to be ready in time for the studio's first effort. In other words, DreamWorks Animation or Oriental DreamWorks Animation has come up with Kung Fu Panda 3, and that will be out in January, and they mean January 2016. So it's not quite going to be ready for that, but I'm sure there will be more coming down the line.
Right, and hopefully they stay to schedule, Ruth, and they can be opened in late 2017.
Yes, and you can see the picture here at the bottom of the page. This must be the area where they're building this complex. Can you read the caption there, Simon?
Yeah, sure. It says Shanghai Dream Center. Shanghai Dream Center is a joint project of DreamWorks Animation, private equity firm China Media Capital, and Hong Kong developer Lan Guai Fong Group.
So all those three investors are providing the money to build this complex. And you notice it doesn't say how much it's going to cost.
They probably don't know yet. They're still working on it.
They won't know the total cost until it's finally all complete.
They probably don't want to tell us right now either.
Well, so we've got three partners. We've got DreamWorks Animation. We've got a private equity firm, which just means they're people who invest in different private companies. They buy stock in companies and provide capital or money for different projects. And I'm sure they're all thinking that this is going to be a very popular project and probably also a big money maker because people love movies and they love shows.
That's their hope, right?
And it's nice to go to a beautiful venue to see these programs. And I'm sure it's going to be state of the art, which means it's going to be the best that it can be. So what to you, Simon, is the most impressive thing about this project? The size, the location, what?
Well, I suppose it's actually the number of different businesses that this project taps into. Normally, when we think about DreamWorks, like we mentioned at the beginning of the program, we think about it as being like a company that produces movies and basically just movies. Be they animated or not. And in this case, they're getting into all kinds of other stuff that's really in all kinds of different businesses, not just entertainment-related stuff with live shows and things like that, music business with concerts, but also sports and fashion and really property management because they have this huge facility that they're getting involved with. And so it's interesting to see how diverse that company's business has really become.
And I see their vision, too, is, you know, when you think of shows or musicals, you do think of two places. You think of Broadway in New York, and you think of the West End in London. There really isn't any place like that in Asia. And I think that's what they're trying to create here. They're trying to build up this idea that Shanghai, too, can have its Broadway of the
mm-hmm.
East.
Yes. And, you know, I find it very interesting because there's so many, if you want to say, genres here, because there's so much variety even in the music aspect, but it's multi-generational as far as I can see. We have children being involved, and I can see it going right up to elderly people. That's, to me, a great plus.
Yes, because you want to draw as many people as possible to, of course, maximize your profit.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways, it's not really that different from what Disney has done with its theme parks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of going with amusement park stuff, they've gone with sort of entertainment experience as the theme. So maybe a good idea? Good luck, DreamWorks.
That's right, and I guess we'll find out when it opens in 2017. I would be very interested to go and visit this place for myself, and I think maybe many of you also will be interested to see what is going to happen and who is going to perform at this this animation complex, the Broadway of Shanghai. Well, thank you all for joining us today. Come back again tomorrow as we look at another clip and learn something new that's happening around the world. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.